Thank you for joining us this morning for the Central Message, brought to you by Central Park Church of Christ in Tilton, where we are transformed by Christ to transform our world. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous messages, as well as the Central Minutes, you can listen to them on our website, www.centralparkchurchofchrist.org. And now, the Central Message.
Good morning, everybody. I am coming to you live from my backyard today. It is so beautiful out. And, you know, we are so grateful to believe in a God that is in control, and a God that shows grace in our lives. I just want to welcome everyone to our Facebook and our YouTube pages. And I want to start today, this morning, with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today with love in our hearts and love for you, Lord. We come to you today just to say thanks for everything that you've done. Thanks for the grace that you show us. And we just want to thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. So this week I'm going to talk about happiness, how to live a happy and a stress-free life. Now I know what some of you are saying, Dusty's probably not the best one to talk about a stress-free life, you know, because I am captain of stress. I have no idea why I'm like that, but that's just the way it is. Have you ever heard something that is just completely out of your control? Something that you just can't wrap your head around? Something that has happened to you that you cannot fix? You know, we come and we are able to fix a bunch of things that breaks at our house, but yet there's just things in our life that we cannot fix. And if you're anything like me, you say, I'm gonna give it to God and everything will be fine. And then the next thing you know, you're up at midnight because you can't stop thinking about it. And then next thing you know, you're tired the next day and you can't get over it. And I stood up and I watched TV. And by the way, there's nothing on at 2 o'clock in the morning at all, but you still find different things to do to occupy your mind to get over the stress. When I get stressed, I usually go into the living room and I lay there and I usually read a devotional. Now, if anybody knows me, reading will put me to sleep. That's just the way that it is. But I enjoy that time to the point to where, like, I'll wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to read my devotional and have some quiet time with the Lord. But today, while we talk about this, I want you to open up your Bibles to Matthew 6:33. We are going to try to figure this out together on how to live a stress-free life. And then Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you as well." 34 goes on to say, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Man, ain't that the truth? Every day there's always something new going on, something. The news is going crazy. There's always something new, some strand of COVID that we didn't know, some violence that's happened that we can't wrap our head around. But, you know, let's ponder these words. These words that we must recognize that worry and planning ahead are two completely different things. Jesus said that it is unreasonable not to do some essential planning. He says that in Luke 14:28. Still, most of us have battled worry at some point. We go to bed with that nagging concern where it drives us crazy. You know, Keith said, "Hey, Dusty, you want to preach on Sunday?" I said, "Sure, why not?" I firmly believe that this sermon is not only for somebody out there, but it's definitely for me. This sermon is about what I go through every day. Stress, worry, concern. I have a really problem with that. But we spend our lives strategizing so much to try to fit everything in to every moment of every day, to where we find that balance in life, to where we are able to function and get everything done that we can. You know, as I think about it, this sermon is about me. I'm really bad at it. I'm a horrible time management person. As you can tell in the background here, I started building my kids a treehouse about 3 weeks ago. Yep, it's not done because I just haven't got back to it. You know, we've had great days where I could have spent time on it, but yet I find other things to do and different things to spend my time. But life is so busy. Definitely when you have three rowdy boys like me, they don't stop moving. They go crazy. They run around like chickens with their head cuts off, and I can't keep up with them. You know, Keith's wife, Jan, she had a Facebook Live that she did about 4 or 5 days ago. I don't exactly remember the day it was. And it resonated with me in different ways. It was, be the best version of yourself. You can't help others until you help yourself. And I thought to myself, you know, that's actually a really good point. And it kind of led on to this sermon that I'm writing. Because being the best version of yourself, you want to be happy and you want to be stress-free. You know, money is something that causes a lot of stress. Do I have enough money to pay my bills? Do I have enough money that I can afford the things that my kids want? You know, as my kids get older, they want more expensive things. A $5 toy at the store has turned into a $40 toy at the store. You know, and then I have the boys that decide that they want to eat a lot of food. You know, and that's what it comes up with. They eat continuously, all the time. And so, like, my budget has to change all the time because I have to make sure that I can feed my children what they need. But I can't stay up all night worrying about if I'm going to have the money or not. So I try to make sure that my budget is planned out and it's ready to go. There are too many opportunities that we miss because we're worried about what's coming up tomorrow. The Lord may be at work in these situations during the day that we're unaware of. He might be taking care of it. He probably is. His hand's in everything. So he is taking care of it one way or another. It just might not be the way that you like it to. So I have three ways that I can try to live a happy and stress-free life. Number one, realize that Matthew 6:34 is right. Realize that Matthew 6:34 is right. You know, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. So, tomorrow will worry about itself. Well, that's true, because no matter how much you think about it, it probably isn't the way it's going to work out in the end. I've got worked up over something at work that really bothered me, and I was really worried about it. And the next day, I go into work, and I find out that it didn't go that way. That's not what happened, what was meant to happen. This is what they meant when they said it. They just missaid it. And you know what? It was like, oh, I understand now. I get it. Maybe I was just misunderstanding you. And I got thinking, I'm like, man, how many times have I done that? Then I get thinking, man, do I do that all the time? Or what exactly am I thinking? And then I realize that I come to my number two, which is the past is the past. You know, how can I think about moving forward if I'm still dwelling in the past? You can't move forward because you're too busy going backwards. You know, there's a lot of things that I'm sure I've done in the past that probably aren't the best things in the world. I know there's some things where I've sat back and I would have made a different decision than what I've made, but I can't go back and change it now. I can only move forward and change the future that I have set for me. You know, Jesus led his disciples onto the Sermon on the Mount, and he knew exactly what he was going to do. He was going to teach them at the Sermon on the Mount. He knew that he was going to do that. The disciples didn't know that. They thought that he was leading them somewhere else. But he had his ultimate goal of what he wanted. Just like Jesus has in your life. He has an ultimate goal of what he wants to accomplish. Sometimes we get in the way of that. We don't want to get in the way, but sometimes that's just the way that it is. We are human. We get in the way of what God does, and our job is to stay calm and let God run things. So my final way of living a stress-free life has to do with something that I like to do that makes me feel good, makes other people feel good, and ultimately it doesn't add stress to my life, and it's helping others, being helpful to others. Helping people is one of the greatest joys I have in my life. You know, as a minister, I feel like God's called me to be a minister, and he also called me to be a servant of people. You know, I'm here to serve people. I'm here to check on them. I'm here to make sure that everything is going good, and if they need me, I expect that they call me. I want to be here for everyone. But we all have our own ways to dealing with the stress and the stuff going on. It might be a good book. It might just be sitting in your backyard, living it up with a cup of coffee. It might be. You know, and whatever it is, let's try to spend more time in that. I like helping people, but sometimes you can't help everyone. So I try to help everyone that I can, but I get stressed out about everything. So I try to dwell in myself with other people that let love to do what I do. They love to help people. They love to serve others. They love to spend time in the Word. They love to sit around and talk. You know, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned in the past six, probably from now about 7-8 years ago, is one of the biggest things I've learned is I am a work in progress. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not the perfect minister. I'm not the perfect Christian. And I don't think God wanted me to be the perfect Christian. I think he wants me to strive to be the best that I can, but I don't think that he knew that I was going to be perfect. That's not what he does. He doesn't call the qualified. He calls the unqualified. You know, through this whole time and, you know, stressing out about stuff and going crazy, you know, God did deliver Keith to me. You know, Keith has been a sounding board for me for the past 5 or 6 months. He's been somebody that I've grown close to, somebody that I could, you know, call. We talk on the phone and we can hang out and we can, you know, do different things, you know, with the COVID thing and this, you know, we haven't been able to meet. But, you know, he's still somebody that I can talk to, and I'm grateful for that. It gives me a sounding board. It gives me somebody to talk to. I have a bunch of people that I can talk to, and I appreciate every one of you. But it's always nice to have somebody that has been there and has talked to you about things. You know, remember that we are all here to spread the word. And a stressful life can add complications to our jobs as Christians. If we're stressed, we have a couple different things that can happen. One, if we're stressed, our mind's not on what it needs to be on, and that's Christ. Let me say that again. If our lives are so stressful, our mind is not on what it needs to be, and that's Christ. You know, there's a time where I'm sure that everybody's faith has failed. Somebody's faith isn't as strong as what it is because of what you're going through. And I understand that. And sometimes you wonder why this is happening. And I get that. But you know, you have to remember that ultimately God's plan is always bigger than yours. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he wants. He knows how it's going to end. He knows what's going to happen before it happens. It's hard to wrap your head around that. But remember that that's what God does. God is God, and God is God for a reason. He's the ultimate creator. He created everything. He knows what your life's going to be like before you know it. You know, I think that when Jan said on her Facebook post 4 or 5 days ago, she said to be the best version of yourself. It got me thinking. I'm like, you know, am I being the best version of myself? And then I go back and I evaluate if I am or not. You know, I don't know if Jan knows this, but I appreciate that Facebook post because it did make me look at myself and go, am I being the best version? You know, I mean, you're not an awful version, but could I get better? And that's ultimately what we do as Christians. We are here to become better Christians. You know, this week I want everybody I want everybody to be happy and have a lot of love and some joy in their life. And definitely don't want anybody to be stressed. But stress just comes along with life. We just need to know how to deal with it. But we need to remember that God is in control. And He is always in control. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow is done. It's already figured out. God is in control. You know what? I just want everyone to know that God is great. He is good. And He will be there for you when you need Him. If you need me, feel free to call. I will answer the phone and I will help you in whatever way I can. And I just want to let everybody know that it is beautiful out today. Go out and enjoy it. Be happy and stress-free. Let's end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You today. We come to You with joy and love in our hearts. We are happy. We know You're in control, and we know that You are the Lord of Lords. We know that You are the one that we can go through, and we can talk to about our problems, our stress. But Lord, we know that You got it. We know that You have it. It's just hard for us to give it to You sometimes because we're worried about what's going to happen in the future. We're worried about what's going to happen. But ultimately, that's in our decision of what the future holds will depend on what we do to make ourselves better as Christians. Lord, and in Jesus' name, amen. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to our message today. If you have heard anything in this message that spoke to your heart, please don't let this moment pass. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. This is an important decision, and I don't want an opportunity to pass for someone to come to God in need and to have all those needs met and sins forgiven. If you would like to accept Jesus into your heart today, you can do so right now. If you have chosen to follow Jesus today, it is important to be connected with fellow Christians in a real and personal way and to publicly profess your faith through baptism. If you don't have a church home, you are welcome to become part of the Central Park Church of Christ family. You may want to find a local congregation closer to your home. But whatever you do, find a place where you can learn and be spiritually nourished and where you can serve others. If you would like to speak to a minister, please contact the minister of your local church or call Central Park Church of Christ to speak to one of our ministers. Call the church office at 217-446-8947 and leave a message. Thank you for listening to the Central Message.